Second Chronicles 7 and 14. I'd like to read a little bit over in Joel.
Joel.
J-O-E-L. Joel, second chapter, and I'm going to read two verses over there. That'll be Joel 2, 12, and 13.
That's way over
there. Joel. Joel's in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, that's just Joel, one of them little short books.
Chapter 2.
One of them little short books.
Real short ones.
Between Hosea and Amos.
What chapter in Joel?
2, 12, and 13. Chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And then one more. Go to the New Testament to James. James 4, chapter 4, verses 8 and 10. The first one we said was 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It's a familiar scripture to everyone that studies their Bible or that's been around the saints for a while. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. This is a complete if we break it down and we look at the scripture, there are seven there are seven things here that we have to be aware of, and we know that seven is God's complete number. Mm-hmm. First of all, we look at what he says, you shall humble themselves. Mm-hmm. Humility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
The next thing that we look at in the verse is pray.
Yes.
Amen. We can never pray too much.
All right.
Amen. I look at when I was growing up. You know, the Bible tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. Mm-hmm. Amen. I remember when I was a child, my mother always praying. Mm-hmm. Amen. Always praying.
Always.
Regardless to what it was. Praying for our safe journey over the streets. Praying for the next meal that we would receive.
Yes.
Praying for our safety. Amen. Praying, just giving God thanks.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I remember her praying
all the time.
Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes I wish she wouldn't pray so loud or so much, because I was trying to get some sleep.
Oh.
I'm being honest. Amen. Amen. But she would always pray.
Yes.
And so that was an example to me.
Amen.
Is that you always have to pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And praying is not when you're always asking God for something.
Uh-huh.
Praying is when you're thanking God.
That's right.
A lot of times I would listen. She would not pray for something. She would pray just to thank God.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
For not what you've done.
That's right.
but just for who you are.
Hallelujah.
So we should pray continuously. The next one in the verse is to seek.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To seek.
Yes.
That's an active word. Seek don't mean that, oh, I found it.
Okay.
I'm done with it.
Hallelujah.
I can put it in my pocket. I got it now. But seek is a continuous thing.
Continuous.
Amen. You have to continue to seek after him.
Amen.
Amen. You have to continue. You have to continue seeking and searching the word of God to let us know what and how to live for him.
Right.
Amen. Okay. Because we don't know.
Amen.
Amen. So we have to seek. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Forgiveness.
Hallelujah.
Repentance.
Hallelujah.
The next one is to turn.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I look at the word turn, I think about repentance. And when we put the two together, which means that you do 180.
Mm-hmm.
You turn from where you're going or what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
Now, a lot of people will take that turn and they will continue and make a 360.
Okay.
Now, if you make a 360, what are you doing?
You're right, we're
back
started.
To the same old stuff.
You're going the same way you were going.
Yes. That's right.
So we cannot make the turn of 360 degrees.
All right, trust. Amen.
So we have to turn from our wicked ways.
Amen.
180 and go in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's all right.
Amen.
And it says, then will I hear. Amen. Hear is a very important thing in this scripture.
Yes.
Will I hear from heaven? When we get a telephone call from a long lost relative or a friend or somebody we haven't been in touch with for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to hear their voice. Mm-hmm. It's good to hear good things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the word of God tells me that all good things come from heaven.
All right.
So it's good to hear from heaven. Is very good.
Hallelujah.
To hear from heaven.
Hear from heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
And will forgive their sins.
Yes.
So that's the sixth one, to forgive.
Amen.
When the Lord forgives us of our sin, he's not like you and I or some other people who will say, all right, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm. I'm lying.
All right.
But I ain't going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to forget what you did to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you. And that's why people, like I say, people carry in their heart the word of God says, vengeance is mine.
That's right.
I will repay, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So don't let us carry that burden of not forgiving.
Thank you.
Amen. And the last and the next one to complete the seven, God's complete amen, is the healing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
After all this is done, we want results.
Yes.
If we pray, if we humble ourselves, if we pray, if we seek, if we turn, if we hear,
hallelujah,
if we forgive, then we want results.
Hallelujah.
And the result is healing.
Yes.
Amen. We want to feel good. We want our bodies to be healed. We want our soul, our minds to heal. But the scripture said, if my people, which are called by my name,
yes,
will humble themselves,
yeah,
amen.
And pray.
Now, the key word here is humble.
Amen.
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 Today, we're living in a, let's say, a very proud age. When it's a major operation, even for the people of God,
hallelujah,
come on now,
amen,
to humble themselves.
Amen.
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 Everybody is very concerned about their rights. In our court systems, every day, you read about, you hear about, you look at on the TV about people wanting their rights.
Yes.
Amen. The gays and lesbians want the same rights as man and wife.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Their rights. Everybody is concerned about their rights.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
But you know what? Nobody seems to be concerned about God's rights.
Yes.
Make it plain.
Which is the only right.
That's right. The rights.
The only right. Now in James 4 and 6, he tells us that God resists the proud,
right,
and gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
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 Grace is an honor.
Amen.
Amen. Grace is an honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
God gives it to us when we humble ourselves because we see our need for it.
Yes.
Amen. We pray and we be thankful for it. It's very hard to do, but the saints of God should forsake the friendship of the world and submit ourselves entirely to God. Submit ourselves entirely to God.
Yes.
We must learn by grace to glorify in our submission to God, not only through fear, but through love.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Through love. The heart, like I was saying earlier, that has rebelled must be brought back to God.
Thank you.
The heart that is estranged must be reconciled to God. We must draw nigh to God. We must have clean hands and a pure heart.
Yes.
Now, to purify our hearts, we must be sincere before God.
Amen.
Times of contention and division are times for mourning, not for boasting and talking about one another.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Our laughter turned into mourning and our joy to heaviness.
Hallelujah.
Can have a twofold meaning. One, it can be a prediction of sorrow, or it can be a prescription of seriousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Saints, it is time to lay aside foolishness and folly.
Thank you.
Sensual pleasure, and indulge ourselves in the spirit of repentance.
Hallelujah.
And
thank you, Jesus.
Our humility must be before God, not one another.
Amen.
Let's go to Joel 2, 12 and 13. Therefore, also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your hearts, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. If we truly humble ourselves under God, he will lift us out of trouble, and he will lift our spirits and comfort us while the trouble lasts. Now, the highest honor in heaven will be the reward of the greatest humility on earth. Didn't get no amens, but
amen.
Let me hear, let me say that again.
Amen.
The highest honor in heaven,
amen,
will be the reward of the greatest humility on earth.
All right.
Amen.
All
right. The Bible said these six things do God hate. Yea, seven is an abomination unto him. And topping the list is the proud look.
All right.
Now, some people don't have a dime. They don't have a dime in their pockets or a thing to call their own. But they're so proud you can't touch them with a proverbial 10-foot pole.
All right.
Even those who have been blessed with a few material blessings,
mm-hmm,
must realize that they come from God.
Amen.
Amen.
And what the word says, for the Lord giveth,
and
the Lord taketh away.
Yes, he does.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And after all, it's the Rolls Royce or the Mercedes or the Cadillac or the truck or the house,
mm-hmm,
that you have, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Not us.
Mm.
We're nothing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our lives does not consist of the abundance of the things that we possess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Paul said, to warn them that are rich in this world, that they put their trust in uncertain riches.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put your things in uncertain riches, but in the living God,
mm-hmm,
from whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
Saints, we need to humble ourselves before,
yeah,
God, that he might fill our every need.
Amen.
I just want to leave you with a little something in the scripture. you're going to go back to 2 Chronicles. And I'm going to read you about the covenant that the Lord made with Solomon. Amen. Solomon was a wise man in his youth. We can learn a lot from him. But in his older age, he disobeyed and turned from God. It says in the 12th verse, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." Again, the 14th verse, "If my people, which are called by name, my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Amen. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayers that is made in this place. For now I have I chosen and sanctified this house, and my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as thy father David walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according as I have covenanted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the root out of this land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations."
Man.
Yes. Let us turn to the New Testament, to James. Just so you don't think that, oh, that's just Old Testament, that's old times. Mm-hmm. It's all connected. James 4, and let's read two verses there. Start at 8. It says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness."
Yes.
Here's where I want you to really listen. Mm-hmm. Verse 10 says, "Humble yourselves mm-hmm. in the sight of the Lord,
Amen.
And he shall lift you up."
Amen.
That's what I leave you with.
Amen.
Humble yourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
In the sight of the Lord.
And he shall lift you up.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And just remember, humility,
yes,
which the world thinks as being low, will have its highest reward in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you and keep you. Pray for me.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.